and see what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you go down or a turn of 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. When I bad people, when I dirty, when I mean, we love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. We're always happy, life's for living, yeah, that's our philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee.
You think his mother named him Mungo? I think his last name was really Jerry. It's 7 o'clock on the noggin. Let's check our morning news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This segment of Face the Nation on the radio is presented by Eggland's Best.
I'm Stacey Lynn. Lawmakers are getting closer to a vote on the final passage of what President Trump calls his big, beautiful bill. After a group of House Republican holdouts agreed to allow the bill to come to the floor. Majority Leader Steve Scalise pushing the naysayers.
They don't want to give people back their money. They want to keep that power in Washington. That's really what's at stake here. That's the big fight.
But Democrat Hakeem Jeffries says the bill will hurt American people.
This bill represents the largest cut to health care in American history. It's an all-out assault.
CBS's Jared Hill on what the president had to say about the delay in getting the bill passed.
Overnight, President Trump railed against the holdup on social media, posting, "For Republicans, this should be an easy yes vote. Ridiculous." Adding, "MAGA is not happy, and it's costing you votes."
President wants the bill on his desk to be signed by tomorrow. Police say four people have died after a mass shooting outside a Chicago nightclub. Darius Johnson is with CBS News Chicago.
A city source confirms to me that three shooters pulled up in a black SUV and opened fire as people were leaving an album release party, as many of them were pouring out of this lounge.
14 other people were injured. Sean Diddy Combs will stay behind bars while he awaits his sentencing on sex crime charges. Legal analyst Lori Levinson on the judge's decision.
The prosecutors argued in a brief letter to the court that Sean Diddy Combs should not be released on bond pending his sentencing because, in fact, he's been convicted of a crime of violence.
Sentencing's been set for October 3rd. Our Michael Wallace reports a top FDA officials rejected the broad use of two COVID vaccines, overruling agency experts.
The FDA scientists had approved new vaccines by Novavax and Moderna for anyone 12 and older, after clinical trials showed they were safe and effective. But the agency's new chief medical and scientific officer, Dr. Vinay Prasad, says the vaccines could cause health problems that have yet to be discovered. He says for people under 65, only those with certain medical conditions should be eligible for the new shots.
The June jobs report comes out this morning, a day early because of the holiday. Business analyst Jill Schlesinger with what we can anticipate.
It's expected that the economy created about 115 to maybe 130,000 jobs in the month of June. This would continue a trend of a slowdown in job growth, though we haven't seen outright layoffs start to rise in a substantial way.
The trade war's federal hiring freeze and immigration crackdown all impacting the hiring slowdown. This is CBS News.
Eggland's Best, the only eggs with more fresh and delicious taste, plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best, better taste, better nutrition, better egg.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-209-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Wisconsin's budget process wrapped up early this morning as Governor Tony Evers signed the $111 billion biennial budget into law. It's officially known as 2025 Act 15. The bill passed both chambers with bipartisan support after a marathon overnight session. Evers issued 23 partial vetoes but did emphasize the compromise reached between parties. While some lawmakers from both sides opposed the bill, Evers said the budget demonstrates what can be accomplished when politics are set aside. The mayor's veto stands. The Racine Common Council this week upheld Mayor Corey Mason's veto, blocking a beer license for a proposed gas station and food mart on Washington Avenue. The vote fell one short of the 10 needed to override, with 9 alders supporting the override and 6 backing the mayor's decision. Mayor Mason cited community concerns about alcohol sales near childcare facilities and survey results favoring fewer liquor outlets. Supporters argued that the project would have brought needed investment and fresh food to the neighborhood. A former Kenosha teacher will spend more than a year in jail after being sentenced yesterday for sending inappropriate messages to a student. If you're looking for fireworks tonight, several communities will light up the sky. Shows are going off in Sturtevant, Paddock Lake, and Waukesha. The city of Milwaukee debuts a new drone show tonight at McKinley Beach. It's said to be designed as an environmentally friendly alternative to traditional fireworks. Of course, there will be more displays tomorrow, like in Racine and Kenosha. There are 5th of July fireworks in some areas, including Twin Lakes, Tishigan, and Oak Creek. And the 4th Fest Parade returns to Racine for its 89th year tomorrow. The theme is Roots in Racine. The parade starts at 9 with a pre-show at 8:30. It's expected a couple of F-35s will fly over at just before 11 a.m. Spectators can start to save seats at 5 tomorrow morning. Streets near the parade route will close at 7. Those at home can watch live on TV Channel 24. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
The series finale. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers and the Mets square off for Game 3 of their series tonight. The two teams stand at one game apiece. Yesterday, the Brewers won the first of a doubleheader, 7-2. The Mets went on to win the nightcap, 7-3. Milwaukee's Jacob Mizorowski giving up 5 runs in the second inning, including a grand slam. Things started to unravel after that. Manager Pat Murphy.
He'd have it for one pitch and didn't, and then you could just see the ball wasn't coming out of his fingers the same, and you could see the frustration building, and that's too good of a team and too good of a lineup. You know, this is the days you realize how good these guys are, all major league players. It's so tough to perform at the highest level and be consistent. When you're off a little bit, it can be the difference, and Miz just wasn't in sync.
So tonight it'll be Jose Quintana on the mound against New York's left-hander David Peterson. The Cubs beat the Guardians 5-4. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We have a slight chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm late this afternoon and tonight. Otherwise, partly cloudy today. We'll get to 82 for a high this afternoon. Tomorrow will be sunny for the 4th of July. It's going to be hot and humid with a high of 88 and a heat index pushing the low to mid-90s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
I do love music, and I would constantly write down all the lyrics to every Beatles song, like put the record on, take the needle off, and write the lyrics down, put the needle back on, just every song, obsessed. And my grandmother ended up having Alzheimer's, and she collected anything that we touched growing up. And towards the end of her life, when I was an adult, she called me into her bedroom, and she pulled out this box. In this paper, she said, "You wrote this for me when you were little. And it was when I'm 64. And I had to sit there and take credit for a Lennon and McCartney tune." It's like, oh, that's right. I forgot about that one. You like that, huh? If so, I have a huge catalog of other songs I think you might like.
Kevin Dougal from 5K Events is here. Not only is the old event calendar, that's old, throw it out, that's no good anymore.
That's your fresh one.
We have a new one with new events on it. It just keeps growing.
It does. It's growing and getting better every day. There's new events that we're working on that will be added to this shortly. So a lot of great things coming up.
Let's start off with the biggest change. And this is, it's going to take people a while to get this through their head. For decades, the Racine Concert Band played at the Kiwanis Bandshell at the at the Racine Zoo. That's changed this year. They are now at Festival Park. Do you call it Rotary Park or Festival Park?
Well, we, in, you know, a little inside baseball, we still call it Festival Park, but of course, you know, the
sign outside says Rotary Park.
The Rotary, you know, Paul P. Harris, you know, he was the founder of the International Rotary, so it is named in his honor. So, he is honored with the naming of the park, but, you know, for us here internally, and then for the most of the public here in Racine, they identify it as Festival Park.
And if you say Rotary Park, where's that? Yeah. You know, if you say Festival Park, they know where it is. Okay, so the Racine Concert Band is moving to Festival Park.
Right.
Now, I said to somebody the other day, it's where the ice skating rink used to be. Well, where's that? Now, I remember that, and I'm not a native to Racine.
Yeah.
The ice skating rink is long, long gone, but there's a big tent there. They call it the beer tent.
And we call it the event tent.
The event tent. Yeah, but when I said beer tent, they knew what I was talking about.
Fancy, we call it the event tent.
Yeah, as long as they know where to go. And it's going to be under the tent where the old ice skating rink used to be, right in front of, right when you go through the gates.
Yeah, it's on the west side of the park.
Yeah, west side of that. Very good. Mm-hmm. That's why you're running 5K events and I'm not. The west side of the park. And that's where it's going to be this Sunday. Boy, it's this Sunday already.
It's a Sunday. It's come up
Sunday
fast.
Night. And we had Mark Eichner here and Sean Del Grosso were in here talking about it. People have to remember it's not the zoo anymore.
Right. It's going to be a change in the paradigm, as they say. So,
and you know how people love change.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. they love it.
So I'm sure Beth Heidorn, who is the executive director of the zoo, will have signs up there telling people.
Yeah.
But, and it's free parking because it's after 7 o'clock at night.
Yeah. And it's, you know, it's going to be a little closer. You know, they're not having to walk across Main Street from the zoo parking lots or anything like that or trying to find street parking. It is going to be, it's incredibly convenient. Something that we're also offering is, you know, we'll have concessions. So there'll be, you know, beer, wine, seltzers, soft drinks, and then, you know, some light snacks, you know, hot dogs, brats, popcorn, candy, and our infamous walking taco, which has become quite the hit down at the park. so we'll have all that.
And that's going to be all summer long from now on at Festival Park.
Festival Park.
Okay. And again, this Sunday, and all the concerts will begin at 7. Now, they used to vary it because it got dark, mm-hmm. and people couldn't see the sheet music. They couldn't, after a while, couldn't see what I was reading. So it's going to be 7 o'clock all summer, same time. They call it Downbeat. You should know that. You're in the music business.
Yeah.
The Downbeat will be at 7 o'clock. Racine Concert Band, that's starting this Sunday. Let's go through the list here. Got July 10th, The Science of Reading.
Yeah, the Science of Reading, that is at Memorial Hall, and that's just kind of a...
We have Memorial Hall also.
Memorial Hall, yes, that is under our purview as well. So, you know, Science of Reading, it's really just kind of a seminar for K through 5 teachers to, you know, kind of get a little more efficient in the teaching of reading to the kids, different resources, training methods, things of that nature. So, really great event. That's new for us this year.
Okay, and I have to mention that. So it's Festival Park, Rotary Park, Festival Hall, and Memorial Hall.
And Memorial Hall.
Did you know Memorial Hall is the site of the very, very, very first broadcast of WRJN back in 1926, December 6th? They had an orchestra, they brought the microphone, and WRJN was born at Memorial Hall.
Yeah, I love the history of this radio station. I have a love for small town radio anyway. Not that Racine's small town, but whenever you travel around the state and you see billboards for the local radio station, I always try and tune it in and check it out for a little bit. I just have a geek that way.
You think you're a geek? I go inside. We're traveling down south to New Orleans, and we stopped in Walnut, Mississippi. Don't ask where it is.
Yeah.
Walnut, Mississippi, and my wife says, oh, look, there's a radio station. I went in there. I took pictures of it because I said, no one's going to believe this, mm-hmm. what the station looked like.
It's like my first full-time on-air job was at a small FM station in Sherman, Texas, right on the Oklahoma border.
Yeah, we all worked at small stations.
That's where we all started.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about Salmonorama.
Salmonorama. We're excited to have that back for the second year.
Yeah, what? Now you said it's coming back.
Yeah.
So where was it?
It had been for a number of years. It had been out on the causeway, just on the east side of Reef Point Brew House in the parking lot over there.
That's where they had it?
That's where it had been there for a number of years after. I'm not sure what led to. Well, I think I know what led it to leave Festival Park, but eventually it migrated out there. But that was one of the first things we worked on as we were, you know, negotiating the contract to oversee the parks. We wanted Salmonorama to come back, and that was one of the first things we secured, working with the folks from Salmon Unlimited right here in Racine.
Or as we called it, Fish Fest.
Yeah, it's there's other names for it that young people used to call it, but
Fish Fest. Okay, so Salmonorama comes in July 11th for 11 days or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, 10 days. You know, of course, it's the largest fishing tournament on the Great Lakes,
and
so
you can see the weigh-ins.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
You can go down there.
Throughout the day, every day of the event, you'll see guys with their coolers with the big, you know, fish tails hanging out of it and coming and weigh them, and then see what they got, and then go take them to get smoked or whatever they're going to do with them, and you know, there's live music throughout the run of the event, and you know, vendor tents, and you know, industry displays, things of that nature. So it's going to be a great.
And you see the fish in the coolers.
You do, yeah. It's amazing that the size of some of these fish that get hauled out of Lake Michigan in very close proximity to our shore. So
pop-up craft supply sale.
Yeah, that is another event at Memorial Hall, and that's people who are into the crafting hobby, just a lot of resources for them to come in and kind of shop for the newest things in the craft world.
Okay, and that will be coming up on
July 19th.
Racine River Fest.
Well, River Fest, this was my favorite event.
This is
last
August
year.
2nd, by the way.
This is August 2nd, okay. Is Racine River Fest, and this is a great event. It is a collaboration amongst all the yacht clubs along the Root River. So you're going to have the Racine Yacht Club with their Racine Regatta. Then you come down to Chart Room and Bridge Tender. They're going to have a classic car show and some live music. Migrate down the river a little bit more to Harbor Light with the cardboard yacht races and live music. And then around the bend to Fifth Street Yacht Club where they'll have their duck races. And so the day ends at back at Festival Park where we'll have live music and fireworks.
All right.
Yeah.
You know, I tried to look up the other day to see how those drone shows work in the sky. I still don't understand it. I know what they said. They're mm-hmm. synchronized drones. How many drones are up there during that event? And why don't they bang into each other?
Yeah, I've heard amazing things. Like, you know, for the big fireworks display, what they used to call the Big Bang in Milwaukee. Yeah.
Now they're doing
a
drone show.
It's being replaced by a drone show. So I'm interested to see one. You know, hopefully one will find its way.
I just want to see how it's done.
Yeah, how they keep them from crashing into each other.
I know. Because they start and they form different things and and nobody bangs into each other.
It sounds incredible.
How many are up there? Hundreds? It's got to be. I don't know how they do that. Yeah. I want to know behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Inquiring minds want to know. Fiesta de Latino, that's coming up August 8th.
August 8th through the 10th, Fiesta de Latino. This is another event that we're really excited about. We think this is probably going to be our biggest event of the year. It is a family event. It focuses on all the Latin cultures here in Racine, not just Mexico, but, you know, all the Latin cultures. So there'll be, traditional music, food, cultural, displays, vendors, things of that nature. So, we're very excited about it. We're going to also have some carnival rides. The guys are down measuring the park for where some of the carnival rides are going to go. So it's going to be an amazing event.
We're through mid-August now with August 16th, the Park Beer. Is it Czar? Am I saying
the
right?
Park Beer Czar.
Okay.
This is something that we're doing in conjunction with the Tavern League of Wisconsin. It really kind of celebrates the bar culture here in Racine, and which is a huge part of our economy here in Racine. You know, there's no getting around that. And it's kind of we all grew up going to or wanting to go to our favorite bars that our dads played softball for. I know I did. And so it's kind of a celebration of that. Great live music. We've got a great band from Kenosha called Conviction and another great band from here in Racine called Stone Theory that played at Harbor Fest just a few weeks ago that is tremendous. So great music, lots of beer, as the title suggests, food, games, you know, it's just going to be a fantastic event down at Festival Park on August 16th.
Summer's over. Summer is over on September 6th for Bacon and Brews Fest. Boy, yeah. The fests just don't stop, do
they? No, they don't. Bacon and Brews Fest, we're going to kick off the day with our Beer 5 Kegs run that will leave from Festival Park. And then this is a celebration that we're doing with the Journal Times. They do a similar event out at the Walworth County Fairgrounds earlier in June. And so they wanted to bring it here to Racine as well. And we're working on the bands and everything that's going to go along with that. So a lot of vendors with beer or bacon-centric food items, beer, music, vendors of all types.
You know, Jim Gaffigan, the comedian we run here, and he once said, nobody ever ate water chestnuts until they wrapped it in bacon.
I know, I never did.
Bippity boppity bacon. Everything tastes better with bacon.
I pick them out of all my Asian food.
Bacon. All right, stand down. What's that?
Stand down is a great event that
sounds like a police command.
Well, it is a military term, of course. We do this in conjunction with the Racine County Veterans Organization. And this is a great thing that there are, you know, last year we had about 40 vendors, and they were all veteran service oriented. So helping veterans with job placement, with benefits coordination, you know, anything a veteran might have a need for after they're finished serving, they can get. And then we also have a lot of, surplus coats, boots, gloves, hats, because unfortunately a lot of these service members are homeless. So we try and service them that way as well. So that is an amazing event that we did last year, and it's coming back on September 13th.
I remember years ago, they tore up Main Street. It was ripped to shreds. It was horrible. Mm-hmm. There was dust everywhere. Yeah. The stores on Main Street were complaining. Nobody can get to them.
Sure.
And they replaced it with this beautiful concrete pavement. It was just gorgeous. And before they opened it to cars, they closed it down on day one and said, cars cannot travel on this brand new road we built. Forget it. People are going to walk on it and spill things on it.
We're going to have a party on it.
Yeah, we're going to have a party on the pavement, and it's still here and never stopped, and that's coming up September 20th.
September 20th, and then we will have, we've got a 5K leaving from the park called Pound the Pavement that's going in coordination with that. And, you know, amazingly enough, all the years that I've been able to go to Party on the Pavement, the weather is always fantastic. We get lucky with great weather in September. So, you know, all your September events, you're going to have pretty good luck with weather.
The guy who used to work here said he found it so ironic. They built this road, and the first thing they did was say, no cars on it. Okay. Bark in the Park. This has to do with dogs, I would assume.
Yeah, absolutely. It is an event that features vendors and exhibitions, pet-related, of course. So a lot of pet rescue organizations, a lot of veterinarians for the care of your fur baby, as people like to call them. I never use that term, but...
I know, fur babies.
Yeah. We've got one. We've got a Victorian bulldog named Fiona, that she's very important to us. But the day is just filled with dogs and all things dogs and dog people and everything to go along with it. So,
and that's September 27th.
September 27th at Festival Park.
Here's a 2-day event coming up. I think we've got one more we can get in here. October 4th and 5th, the Lighthouse Quilters Guild.
Yeah, the Lighthouse Quilters Guild. That will be at Festival Hall October 4th and 5th. So it is really, you know, much like the pop-up craft sale. People who are into the hobby and into the lifestyle. And there are a lot of them around here. So we've got an event oriented toward them on October 4th and 5th at Festival Hall.
Okay, and quick reminder again, the Racine Concert Band, their concerts are moving from the Racine Zoo, and now they'll be at Festival Park, Rotary Park, be under the big tent on the west side of Festival Hall. And you can be there and they still have to bring their own chairs, right?
Well, under the tent, we will have some seating. Once it migrates out to the east side of the colonnade, then people will be invited to sit out in the grass, and they can bring their lawn chairs. But, you know, if they want to bring their own chairs and sit in them, they're, of course, more than welcome.
My butt likes my chair.
Yeah, it's perfectly formed to the chair.
Okay, so the Racine Concert Band, 7 o'clock this Sunday night at Festival Park or Rotary Park. Get people used to saying that. Now, if somebody wants to see this schedule, how can they see it?
You go to festivalpark.com and then hit the events page and then upcoming events. So it'll have a listing of everything. Also, the events that are ticketed, you can buy tickets online. You can also find out about sponsorship of these events, because a lot of these events don't happen without some of our great sponsors. So, you know, everything you need to know. And then if I could just plug the Hot Harbor Nights event for tonight.
Every Thursday,
Every Thursday. So our act tonight is a band called the Racing Pulses, and they are made up of some former Walden 3 High School alumni. We are honoring Walden 3 High School alumni tonight. We're doing that throughout the season, and tonight is Walden 3. And you don't have to be a graduate of Walden 3 to come, but we would like everybody to come. And if you're a Walden 3 graduate, come in and see some of your classmates.
And if you missed the events, we'll have this podcast tonight or tomorrow. We'll get it up there for you. Thank you, Kevin.
Of course.
Kevin McDougal. Yeah, Kevin McDougal, 5K Events, doing a great job in Racine. But right now, Pete with the beats.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Big Brother Season 27 is about to drop, but there is an exciting new twist, according to the people who created said twist. Variety says three contestants from previous seasons will drop by every Friday night to analyze the sitch. Other highlights for this coming season will include a mystery hotel theme and a living room with chess guardians, whatever that means. Season 27 of Big Brother drops July 10th on CBS. In other Season 27 news, the creators of South Park are not happy about the delay in their latest season reaching viewers. Trey Parker and Matt Stone are blaming the Paramount merger with Skydance for the long wait between seasons. Season 26 finished 2 years ago. A recent update was that the new season would drop July 9, but that has been pushed back again to July 27. Just guessing, we will see Parker and Stone's frustration with the networks in a South Park episode in the near future. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
All right, got the rest of the story with Paul Harvey now, brought to you daily by Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha, 75th Street and 30th Avenue. Kenosha's family tradition for stunning customized floral arrangements, homemade candles, and premium chocolates. Paul coming up in just 30 seconds.
When words fall short, let Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha speak for you with stunning floral arrangements. For birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and corporate events, their breathtaking bouquets and elegant designs set the perfect tone. Include indulgent DeBrand truffles or a signature Carrie's candle featuring relaxing scents like Wisconsin Northwoods, Ocean Breeze, or Mom's House. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. Saturdays.
The rest of the story. The city of Edmonton, Alberta, trembled with excitement at the news. The triumphant athletes were returning home. 20,000 admirers overflowed Market Square and jammed the streets. Traffic came to a standstill. In fact, the hometown celebrities themselves had to get out of their cars and plunge into the throng, escorted by scores of mounted police. And then, at last, to the chanting and cheering of Canadian sports fans, of the World Championship Edmonton team reached the platform in the middle of the square. The 49th Battalion Band saluted them with a rousing anthem. A host of dignitaries, including the provincial premier, proclaimed their praise. And as the glow of a dozen bonfires and a shower of dazzling fireworks illumined the falling night, an impressive parade was launched into the brimming boulevards. Never before in the history of that capital city had there been such grand festivities. For Edmonton had been the home of some spectacular sports teams, a National Hockey League team that claimed back-to-back Stanley Cups in 84 and 85, a Canadian Football League team with a record holding five consecutive Grey Cup victories to their credit, but the athletic organization whose joyous, victorious 1924 homecoming you've just relived was Edmonton's basketball team, the Edmonton Grads, which the inventor of basketball, Dr. James Naismith, called the finest basketball team that ever stepped out onto a floor. Their record-shattering accomplishments comprise the rest of the story. The Edmonton Grads dominated their sport through all of the years they were a ball club, from 1915 to 1940. Of the 522 games they played in those 25 years, the Grads won 502 of them. That's better than 96%. At local, provincial, national, and international levels, they won 108 championships. Not once did they ever lose a Canadian championship contest. Before basketball became an Olympic sport, the grads went to the Olympics anyway and played 27 exhibition games, and they won all of them. When a U.S. university basketball team wins more than 60 games, anything more than 60, that's headline news. The Edmonton grads once won 147 consecutive games. Then they lost one game, and then they retaliated with a spectacular 78-game winning streak. In all of the 25 years they played, only 48 names appeared on the team roster. And all but two of those players had something remarkable in common. They were graduates of the town's commercial high school. They had played for the high school's basketball team. And so the name, the Edmonton Grads. The history of basketball is yet in the writing, but there may never be another team like this one. Not only because of their stratospheric statistics, for the invincible Edmonton Grads, the team deemed best ever by basketball's own inventor, was exclusively comprised of former members of the commercial high school girls' basketball team. In a sport ordinarily identified with sky-hooking, slam-dunking, court-pounding supermen, the best ever were women. And now you know the rest of the story.
It's 7:30 on the noggin. Yeah, let's check news now. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. 9 wanted to override the veto, 6 did not. Mayor Corey Mason's veto of a beer license for a planned Washington Avenue gas station and convenience store will stand. The Racine Common Council failed to reach the 10 votes needed to override. Mason pointed to the area's existing number of license holders and public safety concerns. Several council members and residents said the project could have revitalized that site and improved access to healthy food. The developer says the project may not move forward without that liquor license. The biennial budget was signed into law at just after 1:30 this morning. Governor Tony Evers had his pen out early. It capped a marathon legislative session that saw bipartisan support and some opposition from both parties. The $111.1 billion plan includes major investments in health care and education. Evers ended up making 23 partial vetoes. You can read all about what's included online today. Check out WRJN.com. An arborist that worked for the city of Kenosha will spend 45 days in jail for stealing rebate checks from the city's parks department. A judge yesterday said the act represented a betrayal of public trust. The former city worker, Jamie Watkins, did admit to the theft. And eager spectators can start saving seats at 5 tomorrow morning. Racine's 89th annual 4th Fest Parade returns tomorrow, one of the biggest celebrations of America in the Midwest. The parade kicks off at 9 with more than 140 units celebrating the theme Roots in Racine. It's expected a couple of F-35s will fly over at just before 11 a.m. This year's Spirit of Racine Award recipient is former Alderman Jeff Coe, and the Racine Raiders are the Grand Marshals. The celebration will be televised. It'll again air on TV Channel 24. You can get a full parade rundown and a lineup at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you on a Thursday morning. Lonnie Holthouse joins us, and he's been on a dairy education campaign. He's a dairy farmer himself, so he knows the cows, but what he didn't know was they were producing unique milk. We're talking about A2 milk, which is friendly to people with digestive issues consuming dairy. His biggest challenge today is trying to reach consumers that avoid the dairy showcase altogether because of their previous physical discomfort.
When we do demos at cheese places like Pyvee and Woodman's and Vern's Cheese, the people that walk up to us are people who already can have cheese. The ones that walk away from us and avoid us, they're the ones I need to be talking to. And I put a seminar on for a big grocery chain in Minneapolis, and I told them, I said, every person that walks through that front door that can't have cheese is not walking to the dairy case. And you're missing out on 50% of your customers because they have no reason to go there because they don't think they can have anything.
The cow herd is genetically tested and bred to produce A2 protein milk. Lonnie Holthaus doesn't believe it's going to be a big market, but it does provide financial opportunities for smaller dairies that can work within this niche. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report. Stick around with us for markets next.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
When hot weather strikes your cattle, milk production drops and feed intakes decrease. Summer heat also impacts the quality of your herd's reproduction. Protect your cows and grow your bottom line. Add BioVet's Bovine Goldlight to your cow's daily ration. Bovine Goldlight keeps the herd hydrated, maintains milk production, and keeps your breeding program in check. Learn more about Bovine Goldlight at bio-vet.com.
Innovation. Thursday morning from Chicago, cash corn is up 4¾ cents at 422¾. December new crop corn trading a nickel and a half higher at 439 a bushel. Cash soybeans are up 2¼ cents at 1055¾. And November new crop beans are up $0.01¾ at 1049¾. New crop wheat is up 0.75 cents at 564¾. The August Class 3 milk contract is trading 10 cents higher at 1834 a hundredweight. September milk is down 10 cents at 1883. Markets are closed tomorrow for the 4th of July holiday. I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thunder snaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to FreedomFireworksWI.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
We have a slight chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm late this afternoon and tonight. Otherwise, partly cloudy today. We'll get to 82 for a high this afternoon. Tomorrow will be sunny for the 4th of July. It's going to be hot and humid with a high of 88 and a heat index pushing the low to mid-90s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
When Jimmy asked me to be his first guest host of the summer, yeah. I must admit, truly honored.
Yeah, and I was honored when Jimmy asked me to be the first guest host, but I said no. I said, you'll be able to find someone who'll do it for scale. Don't you worry.
Well, I really do appreciate you being here, Steve. There are very few people in this world that I truly admire. And Steve Martin is very close to being one of them.
And I love Marty. He's one of the hardest working men in show business because it just doesn't come naturally to him.
I have to tell you what a joy it is to share a stage with someone who looks like he should be selling reverse mortgages.
And let me tell you,
yeah,
what a joy it is for me to work with someone who looks like a former women's tennis champion.
Thank you.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
I can listen to those two go back and forth all day, can't you? They are good. Steve Martin and the Martin Short. They are, they're funny when they, now I don't know if they went on the road together at one time, but that just trading barbs back and forth is funny. Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theater joining us now. Normally we do this on Friday, but that's the 4th of July. So we moved it to Thursday and everyone's saying, gee, I thought today was Thursday. It sounds like Friday on the radio. No, it's Thursday, but we're going to do this a day early. And we've got some new releases. Now, one of them actually opened up on Wednesday. And I got to tell you, when I was a kid back in the 60s, all movies opened up on Wednesday. They never had Friday openings. So it starts Wednesday at a theater near you. And somehow it migrated to Friday. But we're back to Wednesday with Jurassic World. So let's talk about this one, Brett.
That's right. It's Jurassic World Rebirth. It's PG-13, and it's back. This one will be the number one movie at the box office this weekend by a long shot. Scarlett Johansson and Jonathan Bailey star in this one. It's 5 years after the last Jurassic World movie, Dominion. And the two of them set off on an expedition to go to this excluded and off-limits island that was one of the research labs for the original Jurassic Park. They go there to extract DNA from three prehistoric creatures, and their hope is that they'll find a medical breakthrough by capturing this DNA. Of course, along the way, things don't exactly happen as planned, as you can imagine. So expect a lot of action in this one. There's a lot of suspense, and Let's say the character is an island. You never know what might pop up next. We ran this as our mystery movie two Mondays ago. People enjoyed it early. They loved the movie, and I've seen it as well. So if you're looking for great popcorn action, this is your pick this weekend.
Now, you figure the people in the movie Jurassic World Rebirth would have seen the previous ones to know it never ends well when you start dealing with dinosaurs. There hasn't been one happy ending in any of those movies. So.
Yeah, you kind of have to let go of who is sitting there saying, you know what, it would be a good idea for us to try this again.
Hey, you know what? A lot of people don't realize this. In the first, I think it was the first Jurassic Park, the guy who plays Newman on Seinfeld, Wayne Knight, was in that film. And he's on the screen. Hey, there's Newman. Just like he doesn't fit. He'll always be Newman on Seinfeld. Okay, Jurassic World Rebirth, that opened up on Wednesday. And that was the only new release this week. Nobody wanted to go up against it, huh?
That's right. It's going to be big, like you said. And I kid around, but obviously, you know, while the characters might think, why do we try this again? Of course, there is a fever for Jurassic World, and people love watching these movies on screen. So it should be a great one if you go out to the movies.
Nothing beats the porta potty scene from the first one. That by far is the best one ever. Okay, let's talk about some retro releases. Now we're going back in time to bring back some of the best movies ever and one of my favorite comedies of all time. This is Spinal Tap is coming back.
That's right. Sunday, Monday, and Wednesday at Renaissance Cinema, you can see Spinal Tap, the original, in its 45th anniversary. And the reason it's coming back for the 41st anniversary, the reason it's coming back for its 41st anniversary is, well, they're releasing Spinal Tap 2 in September, but in the meantime, we get a chance to catch up on the original. It was directed by Rob Reiner. This one's being released by Fathom Events this time around, and let's just say it's amazing how funny the rat cliches still hold up in this all-time classic. The movie sets standards for a mockumentary. When you look at other movies that have been successful, like Best in Show and A Mighty Wind and other mockumentaries, pretty much I think this one kind of started it all and showed people what could be done and frankly fooled a lot of people too, because a lot of people thought it was real when it came out.
And I have a good authority that the Renaissance Theater will turn the volume up to 11 to watch this movie. Not 10, like theaters used to do. It'll be to 11. So it'll be just one notch higher. That's one of my favorites. Every time you mention that, people start laughing. Because it wasn't that he said they turned the volume up to 11. It's the when Rob Reiner said, well, why don't you just make the highest volume 10? Yes, but ours go to 11. He couldn't understand. But it's louder. It's at 11. And my other favorite scene is when they're in the lobby and all these girls start running in. They say, oh, no, they're coming for us. And they run right by him and they go somewhere else. Oh, one more scene. When they're sitting in the hotel room and they're watching the news. And one of the guys says, Nigel, the man's talking a little bit about your past. And he says, where are they now? I love that film. This is Spinal Tap. Let's talk about some of the, this happens with a lot of movies, the cult movies, like It's a Wonderful Life was one of those instances where the movie was not an immediate hit. It happens a lot. And then all of a sudden it takes off.
That's right. And in fact, in previous screenings for this movie, people didn't get it. In fact, because they didn't get the mockumentary thing. Initial feedback was, it's too shaky. Why didn't they get a better cameraman and things like that? So no one really understood the documentary spoof until they got it, and then things took off.
Yeah, it's really, and Rob Reiner, who was involved in the production, his name is taken from Martin Scorsese's name. I forget what he called him, Marty, I forget what the name of you, but he took his name from Martin Scorsese and the real director. So it's a very funny movie. Do they have the original cast coming back for Spinal Tap 2?
Yeah, they do. They do. So Rob Reiner's coming back. He was Marty DeBerge.
Martin DeBerge, that's it, yeah.
Yeah, they have Christopher Guest, Michael McKean, and Harry Shearer. They're all coming back. So it should be great, you know, when we look at all those things, you know. In the original one, I don't think they'll have the challenges they did in the original one. In fact, you know, most people believe the band was real. They saw the original one. That include people like Ozzy Osbourne, who was stunned to learn it was an original band, if you can believe it. And there's a lot of just great stuff when you look at this first one. Rob Reiner was originally going to be a member of the band. He ended up not being so. Most of the dialogue was ad-libbed, which is why the three main characters in Rob Reiner all have writer's credits. And believe it or not, because it was ad-libbed, there were over 100 hours shot for the first movie. And they whittled it down to 82 minutes, but there is a bootleg out there. I haven't seen it, but apparently there's a 4.5-hour bootleg copy of this movie going around somewhere because of all the improv work. And I think that really shows. I think it was a different way to make a film. But when you shoot 100 hours of that, when you have guys that have a comedic background and just wind them up and let them go, this is what you get. And I think it's one of the best comedy examples that you'll ever see is the original This Is Spinal Tap.
Two of the stars of the movie you might know from different TV shows. Michael McKean was on Laverne and Shirley for many years. And also Harry Shearer is the voice of like 4 or 5 characters on The Simpsons for all these years. Principal Skinner. That's who he is. And he does so many voices on The Simpsons, so they're still always around. Let's take a quick break. Quick break, because I want to talk about some of the other stuff on the list here, and I don't want to interrupt it. We're talking with, on our Thursday, special Thursday edition, with Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters. More coming up in just a moment. 7:46 now. Sunny. High's near 82 today. Partly cloudy. Low is 69 tonight. Partly sunny on the 4th of July with a high near 88. Sunny and hot on Saturday. High's near 93. Partly sunny. Chance of showers and thunder bumpers on Sunday with a high near 83. Right now it's sunny. And now let me get the current temperature here. I didn't bring it up. It's going up fast. So I just want to make sure I get to the current one. Oh, yeah. 71 degrees. It's up like 7 degrees in the past half hour. 71 degrees right now right here at Radio Park.
Big deals. Today's big deal of the day. X-Golf Kenosha, where the conditions are always perfect. Tee off on over 50 championship courses in a climate-controlled setting. No weather delays, no bugs, and no sunburn. Whether you're fine-tuning your swing or just enjoying a round with friends, X-Golf Kenosha brings the course to you. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the Big Deals banner and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $20. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Racine, get ready. There's a new flavor in town. Introducing Charlie's Cheesesteaks. Now open at 4700 Washington Avenue. Made to order Philly cheesesteaks. Melty loaded fries, crispy wings, and refreshing lemonades. Hot, fresh, and packed with flavor. Bring the crew, grab a table, and taste what everyone's talking about. Charlie's Cheesesteaks, 4700 Washington Avenue, where flavor lives in Racine. Follow on Facebook for deals and daily specials. Charlie's, crafted hot, served fast.
Tailgate like a legend with ice-cold drinks and high-octane energy at Studebaker's Fuel & Food. Crack open summer with bold energy boosts, frosty sodas, and refreshingly cold waters from Racine's hydration destination. Stock up on adult beverages, grab jumbo bags of ice, and keep that cooler packed for your crew. Need it fast? Swing inside or hit our lightning-fast drive-thru. We keep it cool, you keep it legendary. Studebaker's Fuel & Food at the corner of 31 and Spring in Racine.
Join the Racine Raiders for Military Appreciation Night this Saturday against the Fayetteville Commandos from North Carolina. All veterans and active duty military and reserves get in free. Operation Barbecue will also have a free tailgate for those that served or are serving in the military. Saturday, 7 p.m. at historic Horlick Athletic Field.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 8-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting offer, then head to abcmouse.com/radio to learn more.
By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
We're offering a promo at abcmouse.com/radio to try it for free for a month. Then $14.99 per month until canceled. Go to abcmouse.com/radio to see this offer. That's abcmouse.com/radio. Actual ABC Mouse users compensate for their testimonials. Sponsored by Age of Learning.
Talking with Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters, and we're talking about the new movies came out, some retro movies. Let's talk about the patriotic movies you might want to check out for the 4th of July. You have a list here. I've got some not on your list. We'll talk about mine, but let's do yours first.
I just did five. I figured these are good representations and things that I think everyone will enjoy. The first is Saving Private Ryan from 1998, directed by Spielberg and starring Tom Hanks. A great movie about World War II with that opening scene that's the storming of on D-Day, during the storming of Normandy Beach. So what a fantastic movie, Saving Private Ryan. The next movie that I had was The Patriot from 2000. Mel Gibson stars as part of a family that's taking part in the American Revolution. A great story for July 4th. The third one is Independence Day from 1996. While fictional, no one can deny that Bill Pullman's speech about "This is our Independence Day" is one of the most prolific speeches in movie history.
By the way, that wasn't real?
It was not.
I thought it was real.
Speech, yes.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
Yes. Top Gun from 1986. Obviously, you could take Top Gun Maverick as well. That movie with Tom Cruise, produced by Jerry Bruckheimer in 1986, was tremendous. And Glory from 1989, the Civil War movie about the old black volunteer company that served the Union Army and starred Denzel Washington. So some great picks there if you're looking for something to help celebrate our great nation on July 4th.
Now, let me add two more. In 1969, my mom and dad, I was a little tyke, took me to go see 1776 with the original Broadway cast on Broadway. I still remember watching it on Broadway in 1969. And then it became a movie. And in 1972, 1776 brought back almost the entire original Broadway cast. I think there was one person that didn't do it on Broadway. But they brought back most of the original Broadway cast. It's a musical, but it is a must-see. Now they play a little fast and loose with the facts of the signing of the Declaration of Independence. But the music is great. The story is great. And if you want to see everything you want to know about the Declaration of Independence, how it almost didn't pass, watch the musical 1776. It's fabulous. But the best 4th of July movie has got to be this is really weird. James Cagney is known for being the biggest gangster in movies. White Heat, Public Enemy, all these movies where he was a really tough guy, the Roaring Twenties. But the only Academy Award he ever won was for a musical where he played George M. Cohan in Yankee Doodle Dandy. One of my favorite movies. I saw it with my dad when I was a little kid, and I watch it every year. It's just one of my favorites. It's got all the great songs. Yankee Doodle Dandy, You're a Grand Old Flag. You ever see that? You ever see the movie?
Yeah, I did. It was amazing.
And it's just spectacular. And people were shocked to see how well James Cagney can sing and dance. He actually walks up the wall at one point and walks down. And I read his biography. He billed himself as a song and dance man. But we all know him as a gangster. He was so good at that. But he did this musical, and that's what he won the Academy Award for, Yankee Doodle Dandy. What a great movie. Now, those two movies go back a little bit further than yours. But, yeah, Saving Private Ryan, that opening scene is devastating to watch at the Omaha Beach. It's just, you'll never forget that scene as long as you live. And it shows you what American soldiers were really like. So, good choices there. All right, I have some movie news. Why don't you start with your movie news first?
Yeah, it is that time. We have some actors and actresses that have been chosen to receive stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Upcoming in 2026, there's going to be Miley Cyrus, Timothy Chalamet, Demi Moore, Shaquille O'Neal, Emily Blunt, Gordon Ramsay, Rami Malek, Stanley Tucci, and Angelique Kidjo, among a few others. There's about 35 people that are going to get Hollywood stars next year. And here's what I didn't know. I didn't realize how many Hollywood stars there actually are. So if you go to Hollywood, there are more than 2,800 people right now that have stars in the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And if you want to walk the whole thing, put on your sneakers because it stretches about 1.3 miles to see them all.
And I believe there's one, if I'm wrong, somebody correct me, there's one that's not on the sidewalk. It's on the wall. Only one. Do you know who that is? That's Muhammad Ali, because they didn't want him. They didn't want people stepping on it because he's Muhammad, and So it's the only one that's actually on a wall. So you won't find it on the sidewalk. You know, they do radio people there too. I'm still waiting for my call. I mean, there's radio people that have stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and I don't know why. You know. They passed over people in Racine, but I'm still waiting for that call. One of these days they're going to do it. The problem is they're going to do it when I can't, you know, appreciate it anymore. So that's too bad. Yeah, the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Okay, what other movie news you got there? Oh, by the way, one Timothy Chalamet story real quick. He was in the news recently because he is dating one of the Kardashians. I forget which one. They're interchangeable. But he was dating one of the Kardashians, and he doesn't want to partake in all their activities. So they called him kind of, you know, he's snubbing them. And he said, I'm not snubbing them. I just don't want to be pulled into their orbit. I'm an A-list celebrity, and that's going to bring me down if I start getting into the Kardashian orbit, and I don't want to be in there. He's probably right. So he's a smart guy. He's a top grade A actor now. He doesn't want to get sucked into the Kardashian lifestyle. All right, go ahead with more movie news.
All right, Crimson Tide, a sequel maybe in the works, at least Jerry Bruckheimer says so. So remember, he produced Top Gun Maverick 36 years after the original Tom Cruise Top Gun movie, which was one of my picks for a patriotic movie this week. In a recent show, he was talking specifically about F1, which is tremendous and is on screen right now and a great movie to watch. And they talked about Crimson Tide, and he said, Crimson Tide 2 is not just an idea, but he's already made some hires for the project. And they actually asked him about Denzel Washington, would he come back? And he said, I think if we get a good script going, that we can convince him to come back for it. So the original Crimson Tide starred Denzel Washington and Gene Hackman and was simply amazing. It's been a long time since we've seen a submarine movie, and I'll tell you, I'd love to see one. The last Mission Impossible had a submarine scene, and it brought me back to one of these movies, like Hunt for Red October or Crimson Tide. So Crimson Tide 2 would be welcomed by me. Let's see if they do it.
Well, as you said to do it, they're going to do it then. I remember the original was very good. Anything Denzel Washington is good. Okay, Vin Diesel says Paul Walker's character, Brian O'Connor, will appear in the 11th and final Fast and Furious movie. Walker, of course, died in a real car accident in 2013. Obviously, Paul Walker can't come back since he died in the car crash in 2013. But if you recall, when they were filming Fast and Furious 7, they used digital effects and Paul's brothers, Cody and Caleb, to finish the movie and give Brian a proper send-off. Now, if you don't remember, he didn't die in the movie. He just retired to spend time with his family. So now they're going to bring him back, and we'll see how that works out. That's Fast and Furious 322. What are they up to? 11. Okay. I don't remember 10 or... Well, yeah, I do. Fast and Furious X. I do remember that now. All right. Here's a movie fun fact for you. Eyes Wide Shut. That was the Tom Cruise movie. It had the record for the most consecutive days of filming without a day off. 400 over a year with no time off. At one point, Stanley Kubrick told Tom Cruise, do 95 takes just walking through that door. It's a different kind of movie. They show it on Turner Classic Movies from time to time. It makes some people uneasy because it's really hard R-rated. And there's a lot of nudity in the film. So people get a little off-put by that. But then we talked about, you said you mentioned this before. We mentioned it this morning. They're doing another, Devil Wears Prada movie. Devil Wears Prada 2. Bringing back most of the original cast. To me, they're bringing back the entire original cast. They're bringing back Meryl Streep. They're bringing back Emily Blunt, Anne Hathaway, and Stanley Tucci. There's your cast. The only person who said no was the guy who played Anne Hathaway's boyfriend. He was the cook. You know, he was a chef. And I think we could do without him. But I think they broke up or something in the movie. Anyways, we could do without them. So do you have any idea when they didn't film it yet, did they?
They have not filmed it yet. And I I forget. Oh, it looks like they're trying to release it next year in spring or May of 2026. So hopefully we'll see that next summer. So we'll kick off next summer. Great choice. I love the original. And you know what? Just give me give me Meryl Streep and Anne Hathaway, and we'll all be happy with the movie.
Meryl Streep.
No worries there.
Yeah. My favorite line. That's all. Very dismissive of people. That's all. Okay, a quick review. Opened up on Wednesday, Jurassic World Rebirth. And why don't you talk about that for people just tuning in?
Yep, Jurassic World Rebirth, it has hit the screens. Popcorn action movie, go back to the Jurassic World this weekend. F1 is also on the screen. That is a fantastic racing movie that I'd recommend. And then, of course, this is Spinal Tap, the 45th anniversary of the original movie. We'll have that Sunday, Monday, and Wednesday. Go check out a movie at some point during this holiday week. There's so much on screen, and there's so many good things to watch. Otherwise, enjoy all the other July 4th activities that go on this holiday season.
All right. Thank you, Brett. Hold on the line. Don't go anywhere. It's 8 o'clock. And by the way, this Thursday only. Brett's back next Friday, regular time. It's 8 o'clock on the Noggin. Let's check our morning news now.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Receive Kenosha.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. There are likely some sleepy congressmen and women who were up all night debating President Trump's tax and spending bill. Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries has been bashing the bill on the House floor for over 2 hours.
This disgusting abomination, the GOP tax scam, guts Medicaid, rips food from the mouths of children.
CBS's Nicole Killian is on Capitol Hill.
Republican leaders and the White House work to win over key holdout to oppose the Senate's changes to the measure.
I would say those meetings are having a big impact. Members are moving to yes. Donald Trump is the best closer in the business, and we're going to get it done.
After months of work in both chambers, President Trump's signature legislation is now poised to become law.
It could be up for a final vote later this morning. The president wants the bill on his desk by tomorrow. There was a deadly mass shooting outside a nightclub in Chicago last night.